This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day. We're in the Word of God. We're in Revelation chapter 3, looking at this church in Sardis. In the meantime, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church. Now, this Sunday, we're starting a new series here that's going to go probably the rest of this year, and that is what'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world. It's taken from Matthew chapter 24, the question that the disciples asked the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Olives, what'll be the sign? You know, we see the signs, at least it would appear to you and I, wouldn't it? That we see the signs. Now, perhaps you're wondering, are these the signs? Are we closer now than... Well, obviously we are. Every day we're closer to the Lord's returns. But really, is the Lord's return really imminent now? Do any of these signs that I see around me, are they in the Bible? And does the Bible say anything about them? That's what we're going to be looking at the rest of this year, probably. You're invited to come out to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30, the place, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We'd love to see you. If you go to another church, never fear. These podcasts will be uploaded here on my Facebook page, which is WGOD Radio. Also on the internet, WGODontheair.net. Why do I call this program WGOD? Well, I also work at a radio station, and I've always coveted... I know the Lord says we're not supposed to covet. That's something I covet. I covet those call letters, jokingly, WGOD Radio. You know, and all stations all have their little catchphrase. You know, the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print, though I doubt that. Mine for radio here at WMIE 91.5, it is Today's Modern Worship. Well, mine would be WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. You know, there's a serious shortage of truth out there. When we go to the Word of God, we'll always hear truth every time. We don't have to wonder whether something is true or not. You read things on the internet, you wonder if they're true. You hear leaders of countries say things, you wonder if they're true. Here, we don't have to wonder. We know what the truth is. The truth is the Word of God as He speaks it to us. Let's let Him increase, me decrease. Now, we're looking here at this dead church in Sardis today. This is Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. Now, to the messenger, which we believe is the pastor here, angelos is the Greek word. Some translations say angel. We think it's messenger. Now, to the messenger of the church in Sardis, right? These things says he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your work. I know your works. That you have a name, that you live, but you were dead. We looked at that in our last program here. Now, he who has the seven spirits of God, we know who this is. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, a description of himself. Not only does he have the seven spirits of God, you know, he is the Holy Spirit too. Did you know that? Now, to really get you confused this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, I think of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I think it's verse 17 and 18. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. The Lord is the Spirit. And yet the Spirit is himself a distinct person and a part of the Holy Trinity. You know, there is a Trinity revealed in the Bible, God in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is a person as well. He's not an entity. You can't just grieve an entity. He's a person. There's quotation marks around his voice when he speaks. He is a distinct, he is a person, a part of the Holy Trinity, and he's God. As we see in the Bible, as we see in Acts chapter 5, Peter said to Ananias and Sapphira, "You have not lied to men, you've lied to God." The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is a person. Ephesians 4, I think it's verse 30, says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed until the day of redemption." He's a person. He's God. He's a distinct person and yet part of the Trinity, as God, as Jesus said, or as God says, because Jesus is God, I and the Father are one. So is the Holy Spirit as well. "Let us make man in our image," we read all the way back in Genesis chapter 1. So when he says, "He that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars," this again is Jesus. He is, the Lord is the Spirit, to quote the verse. "I know your works, that you have a name, that you live, but you were dead." Again, we looked at this yesterday here. This is a church that has a rep, probably because they have a lot of money. Because it looks like on the outside that they're doing a lot of great things because of all the money that they have, but the Son of God says that they're dead. Verse 2, "Be watchful and strengthen that which remains, which you were about to cast out. For I have not found your works perfect before my God." Some translations say, "I have not found your works perfect before God." My translations say, and some say, "before my God." Which one is right? Well, they're both right. He is still, out of the Lord Jesus Christ's mouth, he still considers God the Father my God. Did you know that God the Father considers Jesus Christ as God? Did you know he calls him God? That is true. When you go back to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8, you can read in there, it says, "But of the Son," he says, speaking of God the Father, "but of the Son," he says, "your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions." God the Father calls Jesus Christ, God the Son, calls him God. Remember that. The next Saturday morning, when you get one of those Jehovah's Witnesses knock on your door, and if you get down to brass tacks, you see, they don't believe that Jesus Christ is God, show them that verse. They will draw a circle around your house, and they will depart from you, never to come back again, or else they'll bring one of their professors there to see if they can possibly save you from destruction by thinking that Jesus Christ is God. Let the word of God tell you, friend, that Jesus Christ is God. He's God the Son. He is God. He said in John 8:58, "Before Abraham was, I am." He calls himself God. That's why in verse 59, the Jews picked up stones to throw at him because they knew what he said. Called himself God. God the Father calls him God. So either one is right. When he says, "I have not found your works perfect before my God," still he is his God. He is the second person of the Trinity. Still, when you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I think it's verse 23, it says, "Each one in his own order," speaking of the resurrection. "Christ, the first fruits, then those who belong to Christ that is coming. Then will be the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he abolishes every ruler and every authority and power. For he must reign until he puts all his enemies under his feet." Which one is right? Either one is right. The Lord Jesus Christ considers Almighty God, Father God, considers him his God. God the Father calls God the Son, he calls him God. He is God. He's his Son. He's God. Now, let's move on here to verse 3, chapter 3, verse 3. says, remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you like a thief, and by no means shall you know in what hour I will come upon you. We see that promise throughout the Bible of the Lord Jesus saying, be watchful. Hebrews 9:28 says in the King James Version, it says he's coming back again the second time unto those that look for him. Are you looking for his return? Watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour. Now, we're going to be getting into that study at the church here of the Lord's warnings. These warning not to miss his return. You know, there's books out there today, so many of them. Well, let's call them what they are. The Left Behind books that teach that if you miss the rapture of the church, you've got all of these years and years and years, 7 years to be exact. You've got 7 years to repent, tell God you're sorry, and make it right, and then you're going to be all right. And I say to you, that is a bunch of hooey. Don't even believe that for a minute. If you miss this, this is why the warnings. Watch therefore, for you do not know the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man cometh. Then he went on to give the parable. This is the end of Matthew chapter 24. He said, if the master of the house had known in what hour the thief was going to come, he would have kept watch over his goods. You see, let me ask a question. What do thieves generally steal when they break into a house? Valuables. They don't take what is worthless. They're not going to steal what is worthless. It doesn't have any value. A thief comes in, steals diamonds, rubies, emeralds, jewelry, treasures. What's valuable? Likewise, when the Son of Man comes, he is as well going to steal. He's going to come as a thief in the night, and the thief comes to steal valuables, and he's warning you. He's warning everyone out here, do not miss my return. Don't miss it. If you're not ready when that seventh trumpet blows, when you're not ready, when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God and the dead in Christ will rise, if you're not ready for that, you will never see the inside of the kingdom of heaven. There is no second chance to this. Here he says, remember, therefore, how you've received and heard. Remember way back to the day that you were saved. Remember. Adrian Rogers, I've heard say, if you love the Lord any less today than you did the day that you were saved, you have backslidden. Now, I don't say that to condemn you, friend. I say that to encourage you. If that's you, if you find yourself that you love the Lord less today than you did when you were saved, let's just take the Lord's advice. Be zealous and repent. God's make no mistakes. He's got you alive at the end of the age for a reason. He wants to use you. Make things right. Turn, repent. Get back to how it was when you first believed. Make no mistake about it. Same as those Uncle Sam signs, the guy there with the beard pointing his finger, and he says, I want you. Likewise, he wants you. Make things right today. Turn, repent. Make sure you don't lose your first love, and if you have, get it back. We'll be back again soon with a new program here in WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.